Mark, you just about ready?
I got people still coming in, so.
Okay, I'll hang on.
Yeah, if you don't mind waiting just another minute or two.
That's fine. I just wondered.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
I think I'm all caught up on folks in the waiting room. David, we're up to 22. Let me turn on record to the cloud. Okay, we are recording to the cloud. I will be admitting more folks as we go. And okay. Let me screen share to the flag. Okay, David.
In America? Okay. The Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township, on March 23rd, 2021, meeting is called to order. I request a moment of silence, and we will recite the Pledge of Allegiance after that. I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
Of the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joe.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Present.
Mark Seller.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
A roll call complete.
I need a motion to approve the minutes from March 9th, a regular meeting.
It was off. I thought the audio was off, but I'm not sure that it is.
That's Mark Sattler, so moved.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
We will move on then, Joel, to the fiscal officer's report.
Yep. So has everyone received their financial reports via email?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get read through them here. We have fund status report. In total, we have $598,034.99 in our Star Ohio fund. In our checking account, we have $74,650.70 in our checking account.
Still there, Joel?
Sorry, I think they're moving around. I think I may have accidentally muted him. Let me try to find him.
Yeah, he's muted. I can see him.
Yeah.
Okay, hello.
Sorry about that, Joel.
Yep, see ya. Get the important part over with first here. fund status report. I'll just start over. $598,034.99 in our Star Ohio fund. $74,650.70 in our checking account. And then payments since last meeting with warrant numbers 195.53 through 19591, and then electronic payments 372021 through 422021, totaling $28,167.92. And then deposits made since last meeting is going to total $5,390.25.
I move for approval as read.
I guess second there.
Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Report approved.
Should we, I guess we should approve the fiscal officers. I guess we did. Yeah, what am I doing? I guess we can move on to the sheriff's report.
David, I have not seen Sheriff Navar join us yet.
Okay. Okay, then should we move on down? And is Tony on or not?
I haven't seen Tony come in yet. Tevin is on. Linda is on. While we're doing that, I'm going to try to reach out to Sheriff Navar.
Okay. I'm sure that Mike's not on, I'm sure. He usually doesn't come the last month. I guess we got the zoning inspector report. Linda's right here. Linda?
Mark's got her muted. He's got to unmute her.
Oh. I don't really have anything to report this month. If you have any questions.
Are there any questions or we'll move on?
No, we did, Dave, we signed that paper to accept all those properties, correct, from the land bank?
Yes, we did.
Okay, that's all done?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's got what she needed from us? Okay, perfect.
Yep. Okay, then I guess we'll move on to the maintenance department report. Kevin Chapman.
All right, got a few quick things here. That pump on Howard Road that I brought up at the last meeting, we do have the little pump running again, but there is no auto on either one of the pumps. They still got to get the floats fixed yet. And the little pump, for some reason, they can't get it to run in manual because it tries turning backwards. So the electrician was going to work with the company on it and try to figure out what they had wired in their new control box wrong. But it's running. I can turn it on the auto side, which is like the manual now without the floats. But we do have both of them up and running if we would need them. I did pump the ditch all the way down yesterday, so we're in pretty good shape over in that Wallace Road addition. Activity in the hall, really not a lot. We did decon and clean again, so that's all clean. We did the light. We didn't ambush that at this time. But other than that, that's good. Cemetery, we did widen the driveway today. Since the contractor didn't manage to get it through the winter, we had such a nice day today. I went over, dug it out, and we got it 3/4 filled in. We got maybe like a foot and a half wide yet on the outside. We got to put stone in tomorrow. Then that will be done. Then we have cemetery's going to be a little busy this week. I got two funerals so far this week. I got a cremation burial for Thursday morning, and I have a full burial for Saturday at 11 a.m., which they most probably will not even get to the cemetery until almost noon. I did advise them that it would be $100 an hour until we leave beyond the initial cost. So they're supposed to bring a check and pay us for that. And that's all I got, unless you guys got something for me.
I do. Go ahead, Dave.
Kevin, did you see that on your desk, that tomorrow, the Zoom meeting?
Yeah, I seen it.
Okay. We're all, you know, they're all paid for. I know it's a nice day, probably it's going to be, but it's all paid for, and it could do you some good. I'm not saying it will or won't.
Kevin?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you heard from Jim or Jake on over there? What's?
No, I have not. A couple weeks ago, I left Jake a voicemail, and I did not get anything back. I'm going to try to reach out to him again this week and see what their intentions are if we don't get a lot of rain. I'd like to get the overflow in the pond. We can finish filling it.
Yeah. I tried calling Jim today on something different than that, and I got his voicemail, or not even his voicemail. I just said he didn't have one set up, so.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you've heard from him or not.
No, if I get a hold of him, do you want me to have him contact you then? Or?
Yeah, if you could, have him call me on my cell phone.
Okay. Yep, no problem. Okay, no other questions. I'll be done.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
I guess kind of did a cemetery report there, and trustees reports cemetery. There's probably not
nothing.
Mark,
nothing
got anything else to add?
Nothing else to add other than what Kevin reported. Thank you.
Okay. Bo, the hall rentals.
We're at the point of the month where we have to decide for the following month on what we're going to do on rentals. You know, things are starting to get better with the vaccinations and people are starting to get them. I think that we should probably hold off one more good month and then maybe really start looking at, you know, how the numbers are and the vaccinations.
I support that. We're not to a high enough percentage of vaccinations yet for it to be safe. David, Sheriff Navarre is coming in now.
Are we ready, Mark?
Let me see if he's got audio. Sheriff Navarre, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Very good. Thank
okay.
you, David. We're okay to go.
Okie doke. We'd like to welcome you, Sheriff Navarre, to our meeting tonight.
Thank you. I apologize for my technical difficulties on my end.
No problem. I've had some too tonight. Okay, then I'll read off the public participation so everyone understands what is going on tonight. We will proceed with tonight's question and answer session with Sheriff Navarre as follows. Each person addressing Sheriff Navarre will need to give their name and then will be allotted 5 minutes to ask one question, and Sheriff Navarre will then be able to answer. If you would like to ask more than one question, you will need to wait until everyone has had a chance to ask their question. If there is time, you can then ask another question. We will be keeping track of the 5 minutes to be sure that everyone has a chance to ask their question and have it answered. I guess, Mark, it's all yours now.
Very good. Thank you, David. Sheriff Navarre, again, let me echo David's welcome. Thank you very much, sir, for agreeing to join us. I'd like to maybe invite you first to explain. This is a public meeting. We have a number of township residents who are Zoomed in with us, probably about, it looks like roughly 20 to 25 residents are on as guests. If you would like to take a few minutes and explain the change that you are planning to implement, and then after that explanation, we'd like to allow residents to ask questions.
Okay. I was elected sheriff in November. I took office on January the 4th. Prior to taking office, I had discussed this issue. I have discussed this issue with the previous sheriffs, with previous commissioners, and I know that this particular issue, which pertains to police patrol in the townships, has been controversial, and I know that there are a variety of opinions out there. But I think, from my perspective, it really comes down to the issue of fundamental fairness. I can't give you an exact number, but approximately close to 90% of residents in Lucas County pay for police patrol, pay for police service. Now, there are a number of police departments in Lucas County for both villages and cities and townships. There are 8 townships that I am the primary law enforcement provider for. And 7 of those are contiguous in western Lucas County. One, yours, Jerusalem Township, kind of sits by itself east of the city of Oregon before you get to Ottawa County. It really cost close to, it's really more than $4 million a year in terms of providing that police patrol. And I will tell you that I have a statutory obligation to operate a jail. I do not have a statutory obligation under the state revised code to provide police patrol. The county, Lucas County, takes in about $16 million a year in property taxes from all the residents of Lucas County. It takes me at $24 million of that just to operate the jail. So you can see that if all the property taxes went to our correction center, we would still fall $10 million short. So it really comes down to a money issue. And there was a time when this was a manageable problem, but it has just grown exponentially over the years to the point where I have 35 people assigned to operations, and that's not just patrol, but that's patrol officers, that's sergeants, a lieutenant, a captain. I've got detectives, and I'm fortunate that I don't have overhead, because the space that I'm provided for our district station is provided at no cost. The principal station is at the Toledo Express Airport, and we have substations. We have one in Jerusalem Township. We have one in Mount Clover Township, and we have a third one in Springfield. So the overhead is not what's costing it. What's costing it is personnel cost. And I want to make sure that when I provide police patrol, that I can provide those officers with the best training and the best equipment to keep them safe and to enable them to do their job properly. And if I am spending all my money on personnel costs, something has to give, and I'm not able to give them what they need in terms of proper training. So we're to the point now where we just cannot continue to do it at no cost. So I sent a letter to each of the township trustees back in February, and of course that's why we're having this meeting. And it's a much simpler problem to manage in Western Lucas County, because those townships are contiguous. They don't need a single deputy 24/7 in each one of those townships. They can share deputies. But that can't happen with Jerusalem because of the geographic distance between eastern and western Lucas County. So that presents a very problematic situation to address. I know that it cost, in order to staff one position 24/7, it takes five people. And when you start adding in vehicle cost and fuel cost, supervisors, and a portion of detectives, you're getting close to $700,000 to $750,000, and that's a big number for a township like Jerusalem. I get that. So that's why when I had the previous meetings with the township trustees, we talked about a lot of different options, and one of those options may be partnering with the city of Oregon. I'm not here to tell you what you need to do. I want to discuss it. I want to answer all your questions as honestly as I can, and hopefully together we can find a solution to this. We put a date out 2 years, January of 2023, and that gives everyone time to talk about this and to discuss the various options. So at this point, I can answer any questions that you have.
Thank you, Sheriff Navarre. David, I'll turn it over to you. If you want to manage questions, I'll let you know if I see any hands up, or people may just be chiming in.
I'm ready for the first one.
Looks like Ann Gomel there, Mark.
Okay, so I've got, Mikey Soto. Let me, Okay, Mikey Soto, I see your chat. Go ahead. You have a question? Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Lonnie Hart.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, thank you. All right.
Okay,
I'm on my phone.
Okay.
So can you give me a number of how many calls that come out to Jerusalem Township on a monthly basis?
Let me try to repeat the question. There's a little bit of connection interference. So your question was for Sheriff Navarre. Lonnie Hart's question was the call volume. I know you provided us with that listing.
That's a good accurate number that I gave you, Mark, for the last 5 years. So I didn't add them up. I've been doing this for each of the townships.
Okay.
But there's literally hundreds of calls for each month. And we broke it down to the types of calls.
Right. So, yeah. So, Lonnie, it's not an easy answer. Sheriff, can you comment on the proportion of calls? I mean, what could you make an estimate of maybe the percentage of sheriff deputy calls that result from Jerusalem Township versus your other jurisdictions?
Well, I can tell you out of the 8 townships, clearly Springfield has the most. They're 60%. Second is Monclova at 20%. And then it drops down to the other 6 remaining townships. Jerusalem is pretty close to Providence at around 5% of all the calls in those 8 townships.
Okay, so it's definitely down in single digits. It's 5%
yes. Less. They're all in single digits other than the 2 largest, that being Springfield and Monclova.
Great.
I think, Sheriff Navarre, you said that Springfield and Monclova were 81% calls.
Yes.
I guess we've answered Lonnie's. What's the next one?
Okay. Anna, I see your hand up. Please proceed.
Good evening, everyone. Officer Navarre, isn't it true that prevention is a way to cut down on the cost of the jail? I mean, that's why you want to add mental health and alcohol and drug services to our jail site. And by having an officer patrol out here in our area, you're building relationships with our community. You're able to identify the mental health and substance abuse issues that we have here. You're part of our first line to help with violent situations for our volunteer fire department and EMT. So my question is, I understand there's a cost to this, but this prevention of having an officer, I feel, is really a piece of that. Is that not what you're also looking at for your jail site?
Well, keep in mind that the jail that we operate is a pretrial facility. It services all of Lucas County, not just the 8 townships that we were talking about, the city of Toledo, of course, being the largest, and there's several suburban agencies that make arrest and people are lodged in the Lucas County Jail. I will not argue the importance of prevention, and I will not argue the importance of having police patrols. I think it's absolutely essential that every township, every city, and every village has adequate police service. And I think that does go a long way toward keeping things under control and preventing arrest and making sure that those that commit crimes are apprehended and brought to justice. It really comes down to the issue of being able to pay for those patrols. And I guess we just don't have the resources in Lucas County to continue to do that at no cost. And that's what has been going on for 6 of those 8 townships for as long as I can remember. Now, Monclova has paid and continues to pay for the officer assigned to their township. Springfield pays a partial cost. The remaining six townships do not pay anything and never have. And it really comes down to fundamental fairness. And if the cost is shared amongst everyone, then the cost is lower.
Anna, does that answer your question? Anna?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mark, we'll move on to the next question one. Up is from a user named Halber.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
we can.
Okay, sorry. I'm stepped out of Scouts here. I just had a quick question. My husband and I, unfortunately, is leading Scout meetings, so I'm kind of going off a little bit of tidbit that we just spoke about on the way up here. But thank you for joining, Officer Navarre. I appreciate kind of coming out and giving a little bit of insight. I do have a question for you when it comes to the cost of this. So, and I'll be honest, I've only heard snippets of things. My understanding is looking to charge like $500,000 for these services that are to be provided. So our township is like 0.7% of Lucas County. How is this cost? I understand because we've got a little bit of way to go. But how is this cost like validated? You said it's going to take five people to run a 24-hour service. Do we have 24-hour services now?
You are. We try to put a deputy in your township 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are occasions where we can put two deputies. There are occasions when we cannot put any deputies, just so you know that. What has happened in your township, at least I can speak for the last 9 years, having come from the city of Oregon, is Jerusalem Township relies on surrounding jurisdictions to subsidize those police patrols, because one deputy can handle patrol duties and can handle most of the calls for service, but there are a lot of calls that require two officer response, and it's not practical for us to send the second officer 30 miles away from Western Lucas County. We rely heavily on the city of Oregon. They are our primary backup. Sometimes they are the only responding crew. And we rely on the park rangers from Metro Parks, and sometimes ODNR, and sometimes the State Highway Patrol. So right now, it's kind of a lot of folks helping out to make sure that we get a good, quick response to those calls. But it doesn't always happen, because sometimes when Oregon gets called, they're busy. They don't have any crews available. And that's what happens with other places. And that's the risk you run when you don't have a dedicated deputy.
So how this cost, this $500,000, is that where I'm looking at? How long does that cover for?
That covers one deputy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
For how long? Is that for a year?
Because that's for a year, yes.
For a year.
That is that is an industry standard used, yes. It takes five people, a minimum of five people, I will tell you, to staff one position 24/7. That is a number that is used in the auto industry for staffing a position. It's used in other industries because you're only getting 40 hours a week out of one person, and you have to cover, 24 times 7, a number of hours. And then you've got vacations, you've got days off, you've got folks that are off sick for various reasons. There's training days. Our ratio generally is closer to six people to staff one position 24/7, but I didn't use six. I kept the cost at the absolute minimum. I only used the number five, and that's an industry standard.
So for the other townships that are being serviced, from you guys. Are they looking at $500,000 to round those six as or those five as well, or are there percentages? Are you basing costs off percentages? Or are you just basing costs off of locality? I mean, are the other townships looking at that cost as well? And you said one's only giving partial pay, one's paying, some aren't paying at all.
I can tell you that the Western Lucas County townships, Springfield, because of the number of calls and the population, is going to require two deputies 24/7. Monclova is going to require one deputy 24/7. The other five Lucas County, Western Lucas County townships can share the cost of one deputy 24/7. So they would be splitting that cost. That can't happen with Jerusalem because of the geographic separation. And that's why I would urge you to consider the option of partnering with another agency like the City of Oregon or possibly Ottawa County, because I think you can do it for a lot cheaper, just as Providence, Spencer, Richfield, Harding, and Swanton townships will be doing.
I think
does that make sense?
Mike, I think you answered it, and I think Renee, she actually got two questions in there, so.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just train of thought. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. David, I think there's a question from Trustee Miller.
Oh, Bo?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Go on.
Hi, Sheriff Navarre, thank you for joining us. In the very beginning of your opening statement, you stated that by law you do not have to provide a road patrol, which I've done my research and I've seen the ruling that Lucas County prosecutors have put out, and I agree with what they're saying. But you are also bound by the state to keep the peace of the township. Is that correct?
The language used in the Ohio Revised Code says maintain order. And that has been defined by the Supreme Court in previous court decisions. And what that, in simplest terms, what that means is that I will continue to ensure that a response is made to any major in-progress call where there's a potential for someone getting hurt. And I can do that either by having a unit respond, or I can do that by getting on the phone and having our dispatchers call another neighboring agency to see if they can help with that response. That is what it's a complicated issue. If you read those decisions, if you read Geauga County versus the Geauga County Sheriff's Office, the court has pretty much defined it to mean to respond to those emergency calls. But that doesn't mean past offense reports. That doesn't mean nuisance calls, parking complaints, property damage accidents, trespassing, loud stereos. Those types of calls we would not respond to because we wouldn't have any personnel out to do that. We would have a unit that would do nothing but respond to in-progress calls where there's a potential for serious injury. That is what I believe, and I believe that's what our prosecutor concurs, is my responsibility under the Ohio Revised Code. I will. One thing I did not say in my opening remarks is, part of being a newly elected sheriff is I had to go to sheriff school for 3 weeks. So I had a lot of interaction with sheriffs from all over the state of Ohio. And I can tell you what I am proposing is exactly what's being done in other counties that are similar in size to Lucas with their suburban villages, cities, and townships that don't have their own police departments. All of those counties, similar in size to Lucas, have contracts with those neighboring villages and townships. So what we're doing is not inconsistent with what is being done around the state. Okay, Bo?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, David, we have a question from Robbie Christman.
Robbie?
May take her just a minute to unmute. Robbie, you're muted. Oh, never mind. She said he answered the question that she was going to ask, so never mind. Okay, that's been taken care of. Okay. Anyone else with a question for Sheriff Navarre? Nicole Soto has a question. Nicole, you are unmuted. Go ahead, Nicole, with your question.
This is Walter using my neighbor's computer.
Oh, okay. This is Walter Adler?
Correct.
Okay.
Walter?
Hello. My question for the sheriff was, since this seems like it's mainly about cutting costs, basically, for the most part, saving money, is the sheriff's office still going to do patrols in the non-participating townships, like, say, City of Toledo, any other places, or is this only going to be for the townships?
We do not do patrols for City of Toledo, nor do we do patrols for any other city, township, or village in Lucas County that has its own police department. I am only responsible right now for the 8 townships that do not have their own police departments.
Okay. So in 2010 or so, I think we had kind of gone through this before and we were quoted like $350,000 per year. Do you have any recollection of that?
Well, I do not. Walter, I was in office then, and that was we were going to start our own police department up, and it was going to be $350,000 to $400,000.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, next question up is from Ann Gomol. Ann, you are muted. Go ahead and unmute. Okay, there you go. Go ahead and ask your question, Ann.
Okay, this is actually for the trustees. Have you talked to any of the neighboring authorities to find out what it would cost to have patrols done by Oregon or Ottawa County?
Yes, ma'am. We are in the process of... we have requested a quote from the City of Oregon, and I believe that Bo can speak to this. I believe that Bo is in contact with the next county over to talk with them about a quote as well.
Yes, and we did talk to Sheriff Levarchek with Ottawa County. They are more than willing to patrol the area. He has quoted us a price. I don't currently want to put that information out yet because we have not got a quote back from Oregon PD yet. But we have talked and it has happened where in the state where other county sheriffs have crossed jurisdiction to patrol an area outside of their county, and basically it needs to be signed off by have to be signed off by Sheriff Navarre and the Lucas County Commissioners for us to go through with them with Ottawa County, but yes, we are in talks with them. we're looking at all of our options.
All right. Thanks, Bo.
No problem.
Thank you, Ann.
Okay, David, next question up is from a user identified as Mammoth Phone, Pixel 3a XL. You go ahead and unmute yourself and ask your question.
Okay, it's Ms. Packle. I'm sorry. I didn't know that my phone was going to read that through you guys.
Brenda.
Sheriff Navarre, I have a question. Aren't you the first in the line of law enforcement for Lucas County?
That is written nowhere in the Ohio Revised Code. That is one of those long established myths out there that the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of the county, and that's one of the first things they told us when I went to Columbus for that sheriff's school, is that that's written nowhere in the Ohio Revised Code. So we have concurrent jurisdiction with every police agency in Lucas County because our deputies are sworn, and those are the boundaries. The Lucas County boundaries are the boundaries of their law enforcement authority. Whereas each of the villages and cities and townships, their authority is limited to their boundaries of their individual jurisdiction, unless they have been given special deputy status by me. And most of those cities and villages and townships have been given that special deputy status. So there is concurrent jurisdiction throughout the county. But nowhere in the Ohio Revised Code will you find, in fact, when I ran for election, I said that I was the chief law enforcement officer of the county, and I came to find out that there's nowhere in the code is that written. So that's actually a very good question. I'm glad I was able to answer that for you.
Well, yeah, because the question is, before there was law enforcement, let's say in Oregon, before it was a big city, you guys were in charge. Before any city. So then we're not that big. So then what changed? Did they change the code? Why not? We actually feel bullied because that's not our fault. They have more people there, more. We only have like 3,000 people here. How are we supposed to, you know, spend $500,000 in sheriffs when you. I'm sorry, but in the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association, it says that you guys have full protection to the unincorporated area of the county, and we are unincorporated. So I don't understand. It says full police jurisdiction in municipalities, townships, and everywhere in this association, it says that you guys protect. We don't feel protected. Like I said, we feel bullied.
The issue of whether or not the sheriff is required to provide patrols to townships that do not have their own police departments has been decided by the Ohio Supreme Court. And the answer is no, there is no statutory obligation.
Brenda, that's you've had a couple questions there, so I'm going to have to cut you off. But you can always ask another one after we're done. No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, David, next question up is from Brooke. Brooke, go ahead and unmute and ask your question.
Hi, my question goes back to you guys were talking about possibly bringing in Ottawa County. And should that happen, let's say that does happen, how would that go then if someone out here was to need to call? Then do we call Lucas County Sheriff or do we call Ottawa County Sheriff or is it just something that we call a 911 or a basic number and then it gets, you know, doled out accordingly? How would that work?
Well, when you call 911 right now from Jerusalem Township, that number goes to Lucas County. Okay. Now, on occasion, we will get calls in the city of Oregon that belong in the city of Toledo and vice versa. especially with Point Place area. So we have to transfer calls. It's done all the time. Now, next year, there's going to be a consolidated dispatch center where all of the 911 calls and all of the dispatching will occur out of the same facility at 2200 Monroe Street. Now, if you contract with Ottawa County, I do not believe that the technology is there to have that call go from Jerusalem Township directly to Ottawa County. I think that call will continue to go to Lucas County 911 Center and will have to be redirected to Ottawa County if that is who is providing your police patrol. So that does create a little bit of a problem, a little bit of a delay, but not a major delay. I'm not here to tell your trustees how to do their business, but I will impress upon them that if the city of Oregon can do it for the same price as Ottawa County, it becomes a much easier proposition with the city of Oregon because they use the same radio systems and the 911 calls will go to the same call center as if they're doing now. So that makes it a little bit easier. Ottawa County is not impossible, but it does create some other problems, and one you just mentioned, and that's the redirection of the 911 calls.
It would have to be an issue where you would have to have the Ottawa County direct number to call them then, right?
You could do that. If you can call a seven-digit non-emergency number. City of Oregon has a seven-digit non-emergency number, as does Toledo and Sylvania and every other city, but most people are so accustomed to dialing 911. Right. You will still be able to do that, but it will be redirected.
Okay. Thank you.
And there'll be a slight delay.
Thank you, Brooke.
Mark?
Okay. I don't have anyone else waiting at the moment with a question. Are there other members of the community who would like to ask a question?
Tyler? He's on my line. This is
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Tony. Okay.
It's not me. It's Chuck Flack wants to speak. He has a question.
Very good. Okay.
I moved out here, and we didn't have road service from the sheriff. There was only one in the county on the road. And I had a person, when I called for assistance, he had to come from the vicinity of Grand Rapids, clear out to here, which the whole damn county. Now, after we put through the sales tax for the EMS in the county, the sheriff at that time walked in and he didn't have any say-so in putting it on the ballot or anything like that. But because it said public safety, he walked in and took about 60% of it. So, and it's still that way today. 60% of that sales tax goes to the sheriff. The rest goes to Lucas County EMS. My question is if he's going to do this and we need $500,000, which you can't afford in the first place, is he going to give us back the portion of sales tax that belongs to us, as well as our taxes come down from the money that we pay for taxes that he's getting? That's it.
Thank you, Chuck. I can tell you that that is a question that I'm not qualified to answer. I don't answer. But I can raise that question with the commissioner's office, and they could probably do a much better job of it. Explaining how tax allocations are created. That's a very good question. We would appreciate if you could come back with that, Sheriff DeVar. Okay.
Very good. Okay, thank you. David, next up, a question from Brenda. Brenda, go ahead and unmute and ask your question.
Sorry about that. I have one more question. On the 911 calls, did I hear that we're getting charged for 911 calls now? What's happening?
You pay for 911 service. There is a property tax levy that comes up for renewal, I believe, every 4 years, maybe 5 years, and it's due at the end of this year, but that is to establish your 911 infrastructure so that you can pick up a phone, a landline, and dial 911 and have that call directed to a proper answering point. Now, you also, if you look at your cellular phone bill, a portion of that goes to 911 service also. So there is a property tax levy that every property owner in Lucas County pays. I believe it's like 0.7 mil. I don't know if that's right or not, but I'm pretty close. And then there's a surcharge on every cell phone bill. And I can tell you that that generates about $1 million a year that pays for the 911 infrastructure. Doesn't pay for the call takers. Doesn't pay for any of the personnel costs. It just pays for the infrastructure and the contract with Motorola to administer that system for residents of Lucas County.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Brenda.
Okay, David, there's another question from Lonnie Hart.
Lonnie Hart again. Okay, go ahead, Lonnie.
Yeah, can you hear me?
The connection is a little bit unstable. Try it again and speak slowly, please. It may help to turn your video off. We may end up getting better sound that way.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Lottie, we can't make you out at all. Not at all.
Okay, Lonnie, I see you've got your video off. Go ahead. Let's see how your audio is.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
All right. So you said you said 5% or less of the calls come out of Jerusalem Township. I believe that's what you said earlier.
That's 5% of the 8 townships that don't have their own police department.
I have a contract that the Wood County Sheriff has with Troy Township, which Troy Township has 3,870 members. They pay one officer $87,600 a year. That's what they pay the Wood County Sheriffs. That's for one officer on a 40-hour week. So why are you opposed to doing one officer compared to 500,000? When we have not that many residents in Jerusalem Township?
Well, one officer gets you 40 hours a week.
Right.
So officer is 40 hours a week.
Not the same, sure.
If we have 5% or less of the calls, I'm just trying to understand how you can justify us paying $500,000 to share with the other seven remaining you have to...
Again, that's why I encourage you to explore your other options. If you were one of those townships in western Lucas County that were contiguous, you could share an officer with those others. But because of your location,
that's really old.
It creates a very difficult situation to manage. You can't share an officer.
So... What would you offer for one officer at 40 hours a week? Not 24/7 coverage at 24 or 40 hours
well,
a week coverage.
Their deputies makes a little bit more than ours do.
So ours, our price for one deputy for eight for 40 hours a week would be slightly less. It would be close to that number, but it would be slightly less.
Perfect. Thank you.
Lonnie, thank you. Thank you for the information from Wood County. But remember, this is 19, it's 98.
David, I think Lonnie's got some updated figures, but they may not be in the email.
Oh, okay. But I just going on what
yeah.
I got here.
Yeah, the email is a very desirable number, but it's 20 years old. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Their chief called me and told me they still uphold that and they still go by that, even though it's that many years old. That's still what they go off of for that. Thank you, though.
Thank you. All right, David, next question up is from Anna.
Anna again.
Officer Navarre, what other counties in the state are doing this similar kind of thing? I'd love to be able to look at what their cost is, what their sizes are, their percentage of calls.
I think if you check with Montgomery County, which is Dayton, they have a much larger area. They have more townships and more cities and more villages. If you check with Summit County, which is Akron, very similar to Montgomery, and both are very similar to Lucas County. If you check with Hamilton County, which is Cincinnati, Cuyahoga is Cleveland. That's a much larger county. You're going to see a variety of contracts there. You're going to see a lot of the unincorporated townships that don't have their police departments contracting with other police agencies. That's also very common throughout the state. It's not just a contract with a sheriff's office. A lot of these smaller townships and villages that don't have their own police departments will contract with neighboring police agencies. The others are Lorain County, smaller than Lucas, but you're going to find contracts there. Trying to think what other. Butler County, which is also down there north of Cincinnati. I also would be remiss if I didn't tell you that there are still counties throughout Ohio. There's 88 counties in Ohio. There are counties, a lot of counties, that are very rural, very, very unpopulated, large areas, where the sheriff is it. There are no police departments. He provides the service for the entire county. I would imagine there was a time when Lucas was similar to that, as was Montgomery and Summit and some of these others. But we're no longer like that. The population of a lot of these townships has grown very exponentially, and the number of calls for service has grown to the point where it's no longer manageable.
But you didn't say that this isn't about manageable calls. You're saying this is about the cost for you to run a jail. So you're dedicating... what you just said. You said it's not manageable calls, but you started this with it's about the cost to run a jail. So we have manageable calls.
I am mandated by the state of Ohio to run the jail. It costs me $24.3 million a year to run that jail. I got to do that regardless what happens with township patrols. That is a statutory obligation of every sheriff in Lucas County to either operate their own or to participate in a regional jail.
And regardless whether we, the township, vote or anybody else in this county vote for your levy or turn your levy down, I mean, we've had that levy on the ballot for 2 years to rebuild you a new jail, and we've continued to vote it down. But this is going to be your way to build encouragement to have levy? Because you're going to put the levy back up.
No, I'm not going to. I will not support a levy. I've gone on record. I have been quoted publicly in the newspaper. paper and on television. I will not support a levy. I do not believe that the answer to every problem that government has is to raise taxes. Plus, the simple fact of the matter is, I don't think a levy would pass in Lucas County. They tried to put a levy on 3 years ago. It failed by a landslide. And interesting enough, there were no levies in the entire state of Ohio that passed for jail construction. So people just aren't willing to pass raised taxes to build jails. So the only way that jail gets built is they're going to have to incur some debt. And they're going to have to pay off that debt. Now, I'm also in the process of trying to get some money from the federal government. I'm trying to get money from the state. And I think once the jail is built, the operating costs will be less, and those personnel savings will help pay off the debt for the construction of that jail. That has nothing to do with township patrols. These are separate issues. Granted, it's all one big Lucas County pot of money, but this money that we're talking about for township patrols is not a significant enough number that it's going to impact the jail project.
Thank you, Anna.
All right, David, the next question is from Brooke.
Hi, okay. My question was that if the patrol stop is the office up here at the Township Hall going to be abandoned? And if so, where would, if someone makes a call, where would the officer be responding from? Would that be the jail downtown, or how would that work?
Well, it all depends on what happens with the other seven townships. If let's say hypothetically that none of the townships decided that they wanted to pay for police patrols, then of course a response would come from downtown Toledo, because they would have to cover those eight townships that I'm responsible for encompass 161 square miles. The majority of those, of course, are in western Lucas County. That's why our precinct is located at the airport. It's strategically right in the center of those seven western Lucas County townships. If we had a deputy assigned to Jerusalem Township, we would continue to use that substation. If there was no deputy assigned to Jerusalem Township, there would be no reason to use that substation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brooke. Mark, right,
David, yeah. David, the next question is from Brenda. Brenda, go ahead and unmute and ask your question.
Chair Navarre, I went to your Lucas County official, well, the Lucas County official website, and under the Sheriff Administration Law Enforcement Division, it says right there that deputies patrol approximately, and it gives the miles of county, township, and state road. So if you don't patrol, why does it say that in our Lucas County official website?
Because that's what we're doing. We are patrolling right now.
It says 224.44 miles of township roads.
Well, I don't know if those are linear miles or if those are square miles, or if they're using square mileage of the entire Lucas. City of Toledo is 86 square miles. I have 161 square miles. And then you've got all the other suburbs. So I don't know what that number is. I'm not real familiar with our website because it's not very user-friendly. In fact, I'm in the process of trying to select someone to rebuild our website to make it more modern and more user-friendly for people to go to. So if there's information on there that's not accurate, I accept responsibility for that, and I apologize for that. But I don't know what it says right now, so I can't respond to your question.
Yeah, it just says the deputies patrol approximately, and it gives you the county roads, the township roads, and the miles of state roads.
Yeah, I can give you the square mileage of each one of those eight townships, and it adds up to 161.
Yeah, you said 161.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Mark?
Right. David, I don't have any more questions waiting at the moment. Anyone else out there with a question for Sheriff Navarre?
Mr. Sandler?
Yes.
Yes. Chuck Flack again.
Yes, Chuck Flack.
Sheriff, you said that the amount of the money from the road patrols were insignificant. The question is, if it's that insignificant, why do we have to pay $500,000? And we were told by Commissioner Durkin that he was going to take this stuff away from us so he could build that new jail. We don't need another country club. Leave them in the jail where they belong. It's supposed to be a place where people don't want to go instead of making it a place where everybody can have a good time, no matter what the judge says.
Well, I can assure you we're not going to build a country club, but we have 200 employees that work in that jail, and it should be a facility that is safe and clean, one that operates efficiently. That jail was not built very efficiently. It's very expensive to operate. In the long run, we are going to end up saving money by building a new jail. And plus, I think we have a responsibility to those inmates to provide them with a clean, safe facility. I don't know if you're familiar with the state of mental health in this country or in Lucas County, but
that's right now.
Approximately 30% of the inmates in that jail right now are suffering from severe mental illness, and I cannot provide them with the proper environment to get them the treatment that they need so that they can not become recidivists and that they can not be a harm to themselves or to other inmates. It's just it's a bad place to work right now. And it's one of the problems with me not being able to get people to work there. I'm about 50 employees short right now, just in the jail. But the building needs to be replaced. It really does. And not with a country club.
Thank you, Charlie. Mark, you got another one?
Yes. Next, another question from Brenda. Brenda, go ahead and unmute and ask your question.
Sir, I just thought about this. Sheriff Navarre, it's all over the news. Washington is trying to pass two House bills in regards to the gun laws. My question is, are you going to deputize us in regards to that?
Am I going to deputize you?
Yes.
Are you a certified police officer? Are you a certified police officer?
What does that mean? What did you say?
Have you been to training? Are you a certified police officer?
No.
No, I can't deputize private citizens. That happens on television. That doesn't happen in real life.
Like if the federal government comes over, the federal government comes over to Lucas County and tries to, let's say, take our guns or whatever, it's up to you to let them do it or not. And that's a part of deputizing us. Like you will take care of us in that situation. And that was my question.
I'm not sure I understand the question, but I'm not interested in taking your guns, and I have no legal authority to deputize you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Brenda, long as we got you, do you have another question?
No, that was it.
Okay. All right, David, the next question is from Halber. Halber, if you would please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, I was curious. Can you tell me what the annual budget for the Sheriff's Department is through taxes?
Ooh, that's a good one.
The reason I ask is because yeah. It seems to me what I'm curious about is operating costs. Because as far as I'm concerned, any talk of charging townships and other places extra money to help build the jail seemed absolutely ridiculous. If you want to talk about operating costs to put officers out in Jerusalem Township or any other township for that matter, then I think that really is a matter of how much the budget is total. I know that we are less than 1% of the total population of Lucas County, so it makes me very curious what your total operating budget is and where that $500,000 came from. I understand that comes from multiple officers working shifts to try and cover time, but it seems to me like that would be an outsized amount of operating costs. And I'm just curious that was.
I know it. I spent $24.3 million just to operate the jail. I'm guessing and saying my annual budget is probably close to $60 million. And the majority of that is personnel cost. Mm-hmm. But in addition to the jail, I have road patrol. I have a lot of deputies that are process servers. They do on evictions, on foreclosures, detective. I have an evidence property. We do transportation. I've got 20 deputies assigned to transportation. I've got maybe 11 assigned to Common Police Court and another 11 assigned to Juvenile Justice Center. I have deputies at the Court of Appeals, Domestic Relations Court. They're spread out.
And those are all costs that are spread out over all of Lucas County.
Yeah, I think it's about $60 million. They're not all spread out. Most of them are downtown. The only ones working Lucas County is really the road patrol, but they have duties. The ones that are stationed downtown have duties throughout Lucas County when they have to go out and do a forfeiture or an eviction or something like that. That is throughout Lucas County.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think for the moment that covers it.
Okay, thank you. Mark?
Okay, I don't have any more hands up. Let me ask, are there others who would like to ask a question?
I have a question, Mark.
Joel Moskowitz, go ahead.
Sheriff Navarre, I have one question. It's regarding the other seven townships or the townships that are not paying for road patrol. Do you know of any strategies that they've said, or have you heard of how they might pay for your services on the road?
I've met several times with Monclova, including yesterday. I've met with Springfield twice. I have another meeting scheduled in 2 weeks. Monclova has a levy. They have a police levy that will cover the cost of patrol. Springfield, I do not believe, has a levy. I don't know what they're going to do. I have a meeting scheduled with Spencer. I have not had a invite to the remaining townships, those being Richfield, Harding, Providence, and Swanton. I have sent them all 2 letters asking them to do just as Jerusalem Township is doing tonight, invite me to their meeting so that I can answer questions. So I guess the short answer to your question, Joel, other than Monclova, I'm not sure what the others are going to do.
I appreciate your response. I just, I'm the fiscal officer as well as a, you know, resident, and Jerusalem Township does not bring in enough money could not bring in enough, you know, income without some special options, alternatives to even get close to pay for road patrol. It's quite a burden for us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joel.
All right, David, the next question is from Melissa Lammers. Melissa, if you would unmute yourself and ask your question.
Thanks so much, Mark.
I guess Joel might have just asked my question, but I was thinking in terms of numbers. What is Jerusalem Township's annual budget? I mean, how much money do we work with on an annual basis?
I can answer that question if you'd like.
Okay.
So we have different levies that pay for different operations of the township. And they're restricted by the state of Ohio. That can only be used for certain items. So, for example, the cemetery levy we passed is a very small levy, but it's restricted to use for cemetery operations. Our annual budget is under $2 million a year. Our general fund only produces under $100,000 a year for general costs. So we have a fire fund, cemetery, recreation, and then we have two road and bridge levies. They're all small levies. But none of them generate that amount of money. Nothing over $400,000. So we have no current funding for any sheriff road patrol, and it would be a very large burden if we were to put a levy. If we put a levy on the ballot, it would be a large levy to even get close to paying $500,000, to raise $500,000 from property taxes.
Thank you so much.
I guess that answered it, right, Melissa?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Thank you for giving us a question. Mark, we got anybody else?
Yes, David. A question from Michael Koschenauer in Representative Sheehy's office. Go ahead and unmute yourself and ask your question, sir.
Hi, everyone. Yep, I'm Representative Sheehy's legislative aide, and it's not so much a question as most of the ones that I had prepared have already been asked. So I just wanted to say thank you to the Township Trustees and to Sheriff Navarre for putting this all together. It's been very informative. Rep Sheehy couldn't be here tonight. He had a leadership call. We have a very busy week this week down here in Columbus, but I'm sure our office will be reaching out to both the Lucas County Sheriff and the Township Trustees if we have any further questions. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, David, next question is from Halber. Go ahead and unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yes, sir. Are you aware, is there any other additional taxes or levies that City of Toledo or any other larger municipality is paying that we are not, or any other small township is not paying? To fund directly your budget.
I know that the cities rely on income tax. Most of the townships rely on special levies. Every villages, I believe, rely on income tax. The only difference between a village and a city is the population. You have to have so many people before you can be considered a city. They all do it different. Some have separate levies. Oregon had has an income tax. They also had a police and fire levy, which they discontinued because they were doing very well with their finances, so they didn't need to collect on those levies. But if you look at each of the villages and cities and townships throughout Lucas County, you're probably going to get a different answer from each one of them. But the majority have the income tax, and the ones that cannot have an income tax, like townships, rely on levies and of course their property taxes, some of that which goes for their general fund expenses.
So you don't know specific right now if there's any specific levies that are throughout the county instead of specific to Toledo or any other city or township for that matter?
Well,
what I'm curious
Toledo,
of is
okay. Toledo has their 0.75% temporary tax that they have to renew every 4 years. The other tax is income tax is permanent. Oregon's, I believe, is a permanent income tax. Toledo also has a special levy, which they just passed where the money generated is strictly for road repair. But no, I do not know how these other cities, if they have special levies other than their income tax. I know how some of them do it, but I don't know how all of them do it.
So obviously I can't speak for, you know, everybody in the township, but I know a lot of people in the township work in Toledo and Oregon and the surrounding areas and thus have to file taxes there and are also paying taxes there. If your budget, if the Sheriff's Department budget comes from all these things from throughout the entire county, it seems to me that we're basically being taxed twice because we're paying a lot of those taxes in these other places and whatever other levies that are throughout, and then you're asking to be hit us again for a second tax for the same services that everybody else is already getting, it seems to me.
Well, I go back to my opening statement. About 90% of the residents in Lucas County are paying for police patrols. You are one of the 8 townships that comprise that 10% that are not paying.
Like they're paying through their taxes.
Maybe not paying directly, but I would assume most of those people, because of the nature of living next to a larger metropolitan area, that most of those people are still going to be working in that metropolitan area and paying taxes that way, as opposed to directly from homeownership or something else, I would assume.
I don't disagree with that.
I think that's about time there, so. And I think we answered it pretty well. I think you did.
All right, David, the next question is from Walter Edler.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right, now, a while back you had said you would have one officer covering McClellan and 2 officers covering Springfield. Is that correct?
Right now, Springfield has not agreed to pay for 2 deputies. I think that's what they need. I think their call for service volume dictates a minimum of 2 officers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So then that goes back to my question, because according to the census, they have 36,644 residents, and Monclova has 12,541 residents. And so you would do one officer for 12,541 residents for you do that.
Well, the decisions are not based on population or square miles for that matter. They're based on cost for service. And that's a data that was averaged out over 5 years.
I think your question was answered. We'll move on to the next.
Okay, let's see. David, the next.
So,
Mark.
Jim, hang on just a minute. David, the next question is from, Dawn Crickard. Dawn, go ahead and you're unmuted. Go ahead with your question. Dawn Crickard, go ahead with your question.
Should we go on the next one, Mark?
Okay. All right. Jim Boothby has a question. Mr. Boothby, please proceed.
It's unmuted.
Sorry. Dawn Crickard there. Go ahead, Dawn.
Oh, you hear me now? This is Chuck George. Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All right. Thank you. Sheriff Navarre, you touched a little bit on the call for services. Do you have the statistics at hand for the call services, traffic enforcement, and property checks currently with the deputies that are serving in Jerusalem Township?
I provided the trustees with a printout with everything that occurred in the last 5 years. I don't have that with me. I can tell you that the data that I was using in order to determine the percentage of incidents in each of the townships was data that was put together for the 911 consolidation report, and they did not include, you mentioned property checks, we did not include property checks, and we did not include self-initiated traffic stops, because it wouldn't be fair to do that, because we wanted to make sure that each of the evaluations were done fairly. So we were only using pretty much calls that came in through our 911 center or through the non-emergency. We included the non-emergency phone numbers also, calls that required a law enforcement response. So you mentioned, I forget the third thing that you mentioned, but...
Call for services. So that
We did use calls for service. That's exactly what we used.
Okay. I guess that's the question I have is that, should we look at just having deputies for the hot spots times, like maybe evenings, weekends, to help subsidize the cost? That's what
I'm
looking
for. You could do that. And I know that someone mentioned that that's what county does with Troy Township. I don't know too much about Troy Township, but you could do that. But keep in mind that those other times you have no one. And there's no one close. It's not like I have a deputy in a neighboring township. That's why I as much as I hate to even suggest that you talk to the city of Oregon or Ottawa County, I think from an economical standpoint, that is your best option, because I think they can do it a lot cheaper, because they have those deputies or they have those officers out there 24/7 and they're right next door to you. I don't. My deputies are 30 miles away, and there's no easy way to get to Jerusalem Township from Western Lucas County.
Okay.
Well, I guess that answered your question there, Walter, so we'll move on.
Okay. David, the next question is from James Boothby.
Okay. I'd like to first thank the sheriff for being here and spending time with us and answering these questions. But my question is, with this type of savings from not providing these road services, you use the ratio of one person, or it takes five people to do the shift. Will there be subsequent layoffs within your division with them savings, or will them the manpower stay the same?
I can tell you that running a jail, there's a lot of attrition. I don't think I'll ever see a day where there'll be layoffs of personnel, because I'm always short. I have about 150 people right now, or 151 people, and I need to be over 200. I would love to be at 200 right now, but it's not the greatest job in the world. It doesn't pay that great, and we have a lot of people that don't stay here for a long period of time. So I will never have to worry about layoffs, because there will always be enough attrition to take care of those problems.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. We'll move on to the next.
David, the next question is from Robin Christman. Robin, you are unmuted. Go ahead and ask your question. Okay, we may have to come back around. Okay. The next question then is from Robbie. Robbie, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay, I had a little technical difficulty there. Sorry.
So the questions for the trustees, I know we're getting a quote from Oregon and from Ottawa County, but have we thought about actually trying to use the Rangers at Maumee Bay, since they're actually here in Jerusalem Township and they don't really go out of that jurisdiction, that we could maybe add some more Rangers on cheaper than what we would if we went to a contract with Oregon or Ottawa County?
Dave, I think the last time we talked to the Rangers regarding that, they no longer have a Ranger there. It's kind of sporadic. Like, they've had cuts too. They're not at the park. The last I heard, they're not there any like set schedule anymore. They're kind of floating around more and more, but that is definitely something to look at.
I mean, because they are posted here in Jerusalem Township, I would think that would be something that they would really, you know, it might be more beneficial for us and them actually too, if we could help pay for more patrol there at the park and then here in the township. So
there's a lot of times, Brooke, where they're the first ones there.
Right.
Yeah. Something good to look into. Thank you. Mark, do we have someone else?
Okay, I don't have anyone waiting with a question right now. Are there any other questions for Sheriff Navarre?
Well, I guess if not, we could thank Mr. Navarre for being here tonight, and thank him for answering the questions very good, well, and... I think everyone got their question answered, so thank you.
Yes, thank you, Sheriff Navarre, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All right. David, it is 8:30. I move that we go ahead and table the remainder of the agenda. And we can take, I don't think there's anything urgent. I think we can take that up next meeting.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's nothing. If something happens with the Dollar General or something, we can always have a special meeting or something. Or I don't see anything else really that.
You know what? Just one thing to keep there, guys, is the trash. We're going to be very diligent on this and stay on top of them this week too. We got a lot of residents on here. We've been fighting with the garbage people. So we've been taking phone calls and we've been making phone calls. So we are doing our absolute best to make sure your garbage is being picked up when it's supposed to be. So it's been a process to say the least, right, Dave?
Yeah, we actually had a lady out here last year going around with the trucks even. So they know it. Finally, we got, I don't know if we should, if we should next meeting charge them for some of this, because you've been picking up garbage. I have, and some of these people haven't been picked up for 4 weeks.
Yeah,
this is right. Yeah,
yeah, I agree. I think we need to really look at some type of, you know, getting some reimbursement from them. So,
yeah.
But we are working on it. So I know that's a big issue for us here in the township. So
this is probably the worst I've seen since I've been in here for the many years I've been in here right now. Yeah. And I thought waste management was bad at one time, and these guys are worse. Okay, I can second that, Mark.
All right. Joel, do you need a roll call to table the remainder of the agenda?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So we have Mark, right. Load motion, seconded by, oh, sorry.
Okay. I move that we go ahead and close the meeting.
Second that. Second Dave Bench. Okay, roll call. Yes. Mark Sadler?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Good job, gentlemen.
Yep.
Keeping up with all the questions.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
24 hours tomorrow morning in Indianapolis.